Pittman Jewelers.
Leroy, it's Mick.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me change phones.
Sure.
Hold on. Do you have a vague idea of the measurements of the 2-carat pair and the half-carat pairs?
Not as of yet. Hold on 1 moment.
I'm trying to put together a mountain.
Understood. All right, bear with me for just a quick moment.
No worry.
I did get an answer on that oval that I can hand to you by Tuesday, though.
Okay.
Thought you were going to ask me about that one. All right, 2, 3, 1, 6. Okay. Here we go.
Would it be better to go with like a 2.25 or 2.5?
I mean, for your inventory?
What's going the best?
The 2-carat is the best. It's big enough that it is impressive, but it's not so big that people start to question if it's real or not, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if girl's working at McDonald's, odds are she doesn't own a 3-carat. You know, pear shape,
right?
You know,
right.
So that the pear, or the pear shape that's coming back that I should have soon is 11.6 millimeters by 6.86 millimeters.
11.6 by what?
6.86.
Okay.
Was there anything else you needed from that?
You might get lucky and find out about the side stones.
Yeah, that's either going to be today or Monday.
Okay.
All right. But when I find out, I'll give you a quick call.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
How's your day going?
So far, not too bad. I had one of my customers called with a natural 2-carat sale. So, I think I started off with a $12,000 sale this morning. So that was nice.
Yeah, that's a good break.
Yeah.
The big sales aren't that plentiful this year so far.
All right. Well, I mean, you can only do with what you got right now. So, the one thing I've been preaching to everybody is show big and show natural, because nobody needs to show lab. Everybody knows about the lab, so the only thing that gets you into a lab is if they only have the lower end budget. So
yeah,
I've been selling the heck out. No, everybody goes, really? I've been selling the heck out of J, K, L's, and M's.
Large stones.
Very big stones, yes.
Wonderful.
Yep. 2-carat
well,
to 4-carat.
Some people doesn't mind a little color.
What we're finding is that it's the distinguishing factor between that and lab. And those who can afford the natural don't want it to be mistaken. So since all lab are pretty much colorless, the people that have a little bit of color are enjoying it. It gives a little character. But it really identifies it as, this is natural. And the reason I actually believe that from what we've been noticing is that I'm starting to get people asking if we have lab grown in lower color. So lab custom, yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, either people just like pretty and they like the bright and they're good with it, and, you know, they don't see the value of nature creating it, so they don't have a problem with you know, the bright white. But when you start asking me for, you know, HIJ lab grown, that means you're covering it up. You're masking what it is and pretending it's something else.
Is this pear shape excellent?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know of any off-cut lab grown. Because again, and I'm not being disparaging of the product, but they can grow it as much as they want. You know, that's just time, and so they don't care how much they're losing when they're cutting it. They will cut it to the best specs they can. Like, I mean, they're not limited to. With natural, you got to sit there and study it and go, okay, if we cut it at this angle, okay, if we cut it a little shallower or if we cut it a little wider. With lab, it's, and again, I don't have pretty words. They're kind of cookie cutter. They just stamp them out. You know, that's it. Because they don't care if it goes down to a 198. It's not losing value.
Yeah, I told him I'd get the best quality I could possibly get.
So. Yep, that's what you got.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, sir. I'm here till 5 in case you need me.
I might call you again today. Who knows?
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Leroy. Bye-bye.